Krishna. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that the Vedas basically deal with so many different types of things which are under the three modes of material nature. So Krishna in the previous verse, that is shloka number 45, he told Arjuna very clearly that go beyond the three modes of material nature. That is, go beyond the various things given in Vedic scriptures. And now here, Krishna is specially stressing on one point that understand the essence of Vedas. Don't get bewildered by various flowery language. So let's see verse number 46. Yavan artha udpane sarvatah samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. So here Krishna is giving a nice analogy. Krishna understands that it's very difficult for us to understand Bhagavad Gita just like that. So at different places Krishna is giving nice analogies, and one such analogy is here. He's saying yavan artha udapane. So all the purposes, artha, all the purposes which are served by udapane, that is the well water, all the purposes served by the well water is sarvatah samplutodake, is at once served by a large water body. And then he's saying tavan, similarly sarveshu vedeshu, that is all the purposes of the Vedas, sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah, can be served to that person who knows the purpose behind them. So very nice, wonderful shloka. Let's understand this one by one. So yavan artha udupane, it's very difficult for people now in the modern age who live in a metropolitan city in maybe one of the floors, third floor, fourth floor, maybe 20th floor and things like that, to understand that what do we mean by using well water for various household purposes. Nowadays, we just switch on the tap, and then lots of water will come. But then in the previous ages, people will go to different wells and they'll be doing different activities. So like one well will be only for drinking water. Another well will be for washing clothes. Another one will be taking bath, and so on and so forth. So here it is said that yavan artha udapane, so all the purposes served over different wells will be served very easily by sarvatah samplutodake, by a large water body. So on the banks of large water body, a person can go drink water, wash clothes, take bath, do all that. Similarly, very beautifully Krishna is saying here, similarly, a person who has understood the purpose behind the Vedas serves all the purpose of the Vedas. So let's understand this statement of Krishna, which is a bit tricky. So now, what is this sarveshu vedeshu? So Vedas give different karma kanda rituals, like do this yajna, you will get this. Do this puja, you will get this. And we keep seeing this even on the television, early morning, different TV shows, they talk about this nakshatra, this rashi, you should do this, you should do that. So that's all karma kanda rituals. So here Krishna is saying that a person who knows the purpose behind the Vedas, no, will not go for all that. Because it's like going from one well to another, but the one who understands the purpose behind the Vedas will not keep going from one Vedic karma kanda ritual to another, but what is the purpose of the Vedas? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 15th shloka, he says, "Vedaischa sarver ahameva vedyo." So, what is the purpose of the Vedas? The purpose of the Vedas is to know Krishna. Ahameva vedyo. Now Krishna himself is saying. So anyone who knows Krishna and anyone who worships Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead achieves all perfection. He need not jump from one well to another. I mean, need not jump from one karma kanda ritual to another karma kandic ritual. Now, there's a question. If karma kandic rituals are not needed, Then why are they given in Vedic scriptures? They should have been removed and only self-realization should have been given. So the answer is given here by Prabhupada. Wonderful purport. Prabhupada says here, the rituals and sacrifices mentioned in the Karmakanda division of the Vedic literature are meant for what? To encourage gradual development of self-realization. See, not everyone is interested in self-realization. Only very, very few intelligent ones will be interested in self-realization. So what about those who are on a lower level? For them, karmakandic rituals are given. So slowly and steadily, they can uplift themselves and come to the higher platform of self-realization. By the way, what is self-realization? Here, Prabhupada writes. Self-realization means two things. First, understanding Krishna. Second, understanding one's eternal relationship with Krishna. These two constitute self-realization. And what is our eternal relationship with Krishna? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 7th shloka, Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. So Krishna is saying that each and every living entity are my part and parcel. So we all are part and parcel of Krishna. We belong to Krishna. But unfortunately, very, very unfortunate situation, that we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. So what is the perfection of our life? If we can revive this relationship back with Krishna. This is the perfection of life. This is self-realization. Now, there are a few more points mentioned. Now, suppose someone says, okay, I will read all the Vedic scriptures, all the Vedas, and then I will understand the purpose behind them. Suppose someone says that. Let's analyze this point. First, here Prabhupada writes that it is not possible for the common man in this age to follow all the rules and regulations of the Vedic rituals. So there are a huge set of rules and regulations given to do any Vedic ritual. Suppose someone reads the Vedas and then he says, okay, I'll do all these rituals and then try to understand the purpose behind the Vedas. Very difficult. Second point, it is very difficult or it is not possible to thoroughly study the Vedanta and Upanishads completely. Who has time? Who has time for all that? That's what is the next point that is mentioned, that all this will require much time, energy, knowledge and resources. And very nice point which Prabhupada is saying, it's almost like a slap on the face. He says that most of the population in this age of Kali is foolish and not adequately educated to understand Vedanta philosophy. So here education does not mean B.Tech, M.Tech, MBBS or PhD or whatever. Here education basically means to the necessary prerequisite that is needed to understand the Vedic scriptures. That's what Prabhupada is talking about. Then what are we supposed to do? How will we understand the purpose behind the Vedas? Very clearly it is given here. The best purpose of the Vedanta philosophy is served by inoffensively chanting the holy name of the Lord. So what is the purpose behind the Vedas? To know Krishna. And how to know Krishna? How to perfect one's life? How to revive our relationship with Krishna? By inoffensively chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And a very nice incentive is given here. The highest Vedantist is the great soul who takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord. So if we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, then we can do collar tight. I'm a highest Vedantist. Yes. And a very beautiful shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam is given here. Very beautiful. This says that how fortunate are those people who are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The shloka goes like this. Third canto, 33rd chapter, 7th shloka this is. From Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho batashva pachato gariyan yajjivagre vartate namatubhyam te pustapaste juhuvuhu shashnurarya brahmanuchur namagrananti ete. So this shloka says that even if a person is as low class as a dog eater, if that person chants the holy name of the Lord, is considered the greatest personality, and that person is considered to have performed all kinds of penances, sacrifices, and who has studied the Vedic literatures many, many times after taking bath in all pilgrimage places. Can we imagine this? So we need not do anything in this age of Kali because we are not eligible and qualified. We don't have time for anything. But one thing that we all can do is take out exclusive time to chant the holy names of the Lord, the great deliverer mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in this way we see that Krishna, very beautifully, he's summarizing the purpose of all the Vedas. He's giving the essence of all the Vedas and telling us what we have to do. So here, with this shloka, we are completing the section of Bhakti Yoga. And now starts the next section, the very famous shloka which people keep quoting and give their own concoction by quoting the shloka, that is Karmanyeva Adhikaraste. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.